The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Harvey Weinstein did not get a fair trial, according to New York's highest court, which has now overturned the movie mogul's 2020 conviction on sex crime charges.
No one is above the law, but no one is below the law either.
Weinstein's lawyer Arthur Idala says witnesses were wrongfully allowed to testify about incidents beyond what his client was charged with. The conviction was considered foundational to the Me Too movement, which encouraged victims of sexual violence to speak out. Some New Yorkers criticized Thursday's decision, calling it a step backwards.
I was shocked and I was appalled.
Justice hasn't been served. Justice is weak.
Like, what's the point of me saying somebody sexually assaulted me if the system is not going to do anything about it?
Prosecutors in New York say they intend to retry the case. Weinstein will stay in prison to continue his 16-year sentence on a separate sex crime conviction in California. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing, meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi. Blinken's hoping to work out areas of disagreement such as Taiwan, Russia, and trade.
I look forward in these discussions to being very clear, very direct about the areas where we have differences and where the United States stands. And I have no doubt you will do the same on behalf of China. But I underscore again, it's important that we do that.
Wang said relations have been stabilizing since Chinese President Xi Jinping met with Joe Biden last November. But he's also concerned negative factors have been increasing. India's parliamentary elections have entered their second round. Friday's polling will be held for 88 of the total 543 seats in the lower house of parliament, with 160 million people eligible to vote. Polls suggest that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party will win a comfortable majority. Japanese automaker Honda announced a major expansion Thursday of its Canadian operations. The company is investing $15 billion to build four new facilities in Ontario to produce electric vehicles and battery components. They'll be alongside one of its factories in Alliston, north of Toronto. Philip Lee Shannock has more.
Like many in Alliston, retiree Margaret Ringland is happy Honda is investing $15 billion in the area.
I hope that they create jobs for people right now that are really struggling in this area.
Honda will build four new facilities in Ontario to make electric vehicles, batteries, and battery components. 240,000 vehicles per year will roll off its assembly lines. Sam Fiorani, an analyst with Auto Forecast Solutions, says it comes during a lull in EV demand as Ford and Tesla lay off workers.
The demand will catch up eventually, but in the meantime, you have to make the investment. You have to prepare for that change.
Unifor, the union that represents auto supply chain workers, say this historic investment will ensure a future auto industry in Canada. And the $5 billion in incentives from Ontario and the federal government is well spent. Philip Lee Shannock, CBC News, Toronto.
Premier François Legault has announced a $92 million project, the National Museum of the History of Quebec. He wants it to open in the spring of 2026 and for Quebecers to be proud of their heritage. Kathy Siné explains.
Premier François Legault believes there is space for another national museum in Quebec that will concentrate exclusively on its more than 400 years of history.
We start with Champlain right at the beginning, see how it wasn't easy to survive in North America, being a very small minority speaking French, and we don't see that in any of the actual museum.
In June 2021, Premier Legault announced the creation of a network of museums in each region. Quebec's investment was $259 million at the time, but many criticized the plan. Last month, the culture minister abandoned the initial project. It was too costly and replaced it with a national museum of the history of Quebec. Cathy Sonné, CBC News, Quebec City.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.